Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. Am I speaking with Gabriel?
No, Harold. This is Jonathan. I have Gabriel. I was hoping you could help him out.
Yep, thank you. Hey, Gabriel, how you doing?
You go ahead by yourself.
I can't complain, cannot complain at all. Woke up today, so, no
That's
complaints.
good.
My
That's
name's
good.
Harold. I'll be able to help you out here today. Now, I do want to let you know that we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. Let me ask you, do you have any attorneys already assisting you with the claim?
No.
Nope. Alrighty. And now let me ask you, were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Sorry to hear that. Did you spray Roundup?
I did spray it, yes.
How many years would you say you sprayed it?
About 7 years.
About 7 years. Would you say that you were exposed on at least 10 separate occurrences throughout those 7 years?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And now, when were you diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
When was I diagnosed with it?
Correct.
I was diagnosed, I believe it was, let me see. Let me look at my paperwork. About 2013.
2013. And how old were you at the time?
I was about 27.
27. When did you start spraying Roundup? When was your first time you sprayed it?
First time I sprayed it.
Correct.
What do you mean, like the year or the day? Or because I bought it after I
A
started
year.
spraying it after I used it. About 2013.
Okay, so you started spraying it in 2013 and then you got diagnosed in 2013?
No, well, let me see. Well, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so the first time you spread it was in 2013, and then maybe a couple months down the line, you get diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Well, I was using it for 7 years, so actually not right away. Right, 2014
So you were diagnosed in 2014?
Oh, when the doctor actually diagnosed me?
Right.
Well, 2000 or 2020, 2020.
So you were diagnosed in 2020, not 2013?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, no
Started
worries.
using it in 2013 and
Gotcha.
it stopped,
Okay.
and then I was diagnosed in 2020.
Gotcha. How old were you at the time in 2020?
In 2020, 34.
34. Gotcha. And do you have your medical records that show the diagnosis?
Yes.
Perfect. And now, would you like to see
Well,
if you...
I gotta get them together.
No
Please,
worries. Are
yeah.
they like at your house or something like that, or?
Either they're, I believe they're somewhere in my storage or something like that.
Okay, gotcha. So they, somewhere where they're accessible to you.
Yes.
Gotcha, gotcha. And now, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought any legal representation or signed any documents?
Yes.
And have you had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
More than one?
Correct.
No.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed in 2020. And now, were you primarily spraying it at home or was it for work purposes?
It was a home.
At home. What was the property address that you sprayed it?
The property address was 15593 Fresno Street, Victorville, California, 9 2 3 9 5, I believe.
Perfect. Yep. And do you know of any friends, neighbors who also sprayed the Roundup, who was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, I do not. Not at the moment.
Okay. No worries. And then you said you sprayed it for about 7 years, and then you did spray Roundup for at least 10 days throughout those 7 years, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. And you are a citizen of the United States, correct? And now, were you ever diagnosed with HIV, AIDS, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr, lupus, arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Nope. Did you ever have an organ transplant, an autoimmune disease, or any other chemo for any other cancer besides non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Nope. Is there any family history of cancer?
No.
Nope. Okay. And now you spell your name G-A-B-R-I-E-L, correct?
Yes.
Last name F-E-L-I-X?
Yes.
Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Male.
And are you married?
No.
Nope. Can I go ahead and get your date of birth?
10/14/1986.
And now for the last four of your social?
8340.
And now, when did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
What do you mean, when did I first learn it?
So when was, you know, your first time you were like, you know, you thought the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma could have came from Roundup? Did you speak to a doctor and they said, hey, you know, it could have came from, you know, Roundup, or how kind of did you?
The doctor told me about it, and then eventually I seen it on an ad on TV, and I was like, oh, hey, look at this. That's strange, you know?
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. And that was sometime in 2020 that all happened?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And now, how tall are you?
About 5'11".
5'11". And then how much do you weigh?
I'm about 260.
260. And now for your email address?
It's yours truly, 247365 at Gmail. But it's URSTRULY, 247365 at Gmail.
You say URSTRULY?
Yes. 247365 at Gmail.
247-365.
Yes.
Thank you. And then the best phone number for you, the 760-552-3291?
Yes.
How many times a month did you use Roundup?
Anywhere from two to three times a month.
Two or three times a month. Gotcha. And did you spray Roundup one full year prior to being diagnosed?
Yes.
Gotcha. And then you said you started in 2013, correct?
Yes.
And then you stopped in 2020?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Did you ever use any protective gear?
No, I didn't know I needed it, you know, gotcha. Or I would have.
I hear that all the time. I hear that all the time, you know. All right. And then did you only spray it in California?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Almost done here. And then you said you use it for, you said two times a month?
Two to three times a month.
2 to 3 times roughly. Okay. Well, for 7 years. So roughly, would you say it's accurate? You have roughly around 168 times of exposure in your lifetime?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roughly, yeah.
Perfect, perfect. And now your water, is it near a water well or was it city water?
The water is, I believe, city water.
City water?
Yeah, city water.
And then were you ever exposed to any other herbicides or benzenes or Agent Orange?
No.
No. Did you use the concentrate or the premix?
Concentrated.
Concentrated. And then would you buy it at like Walmart, Home Depot? Where would you typically buy it at?
I bought it at Home Depot.
Depot. Do you have any receipts or any extra cans just laying around?
No, I paid cash with them, so and I don't. I can maybe look for it, but I'm not sure if I still have them.
Okay. If you do,
quite some time, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if you do, you know, that'd be huge. You know, it'll definitely help out. If you, you know, have any, you know, anything just laying around that shows it. So, have you ever smoked, Gabriel?
No.
Nope. Are you currently employed?
As of right now, no, I'm not right now. Okay. Work's slow right now.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgeries or treatments?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many months, how many days, how many weeks?
I'll say about, in all, maybe 4 months.
4 months. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Nope. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Nope. Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation?
No.
Nope. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Nope. Other than any other minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Nope. And what hospital diagnosed you?
Loma Linda University Medical Center.
One more time.
Loma Linda University Medical Center.
Gotcha. Thank you. That's the one at the 28062 Baxter Road in Marietta?
No, it's 11234 Anderson Street, Loma Linda.
Gotcha. Perfect. Thank you for that. Do you remember the doctor's name who diagnosed you?
I believe it was Dr. Eugenia Lofe.
Do you know how to spell that name?
Yeah, it's Y-E-V-G-E-N-I-Y-A. Last name L-O-F-F-E.
L-O-F-F-E.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. And then how would you say the diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
How did it impact my life?
Yeah, how did it impact your life, you know, up until now and everything?
Well, it was pretty harsh. I thought I was going to die, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not ready to go yet. I wasn't ready to go yet. So it was just hard. Like, you know, isolated myself from everybody and my family members were worried that, you know, I had so much time left. But in God's good graces, I'm still here.
Amen. Amen. Yep. Every day, you know, getting better, just, you know, working towards,
yep,
you know,
yep,
being better. So that's good. That's good.
Yes, sir.
We are almost done here. Let me, do you have a date that you were treated? Do you remember any dates you were treated?
The date I was treated, let me see, it was around November 15th of 2020.
Gotcha. November 15, 2020. And then what type of treatment did you receive? Did you do stem cell transplant, chemo, radiation?
Radiation therapy, chemotherapy, and pain medication.
And pain medication. Okay. And then what is your current property address now?
Current property address is 1924 Sunrise Road, Barstow, California, 92311.
Perfect. Thank you. Now, we do request a emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. I want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who do you want to put down as your emergency contact?
760. Yes. Carol Salcido. 760-628. Carol, C-A-R-O-L.
Okay, gotcha.
Salcido, Salcido. And phone number 760-628-8344.
And then the relationship.
It's my grandmother.
Thank you. All right. Just about done here. Want to verify this information is correct. I'm going to go ahead and verify spelling. So when I send this up to the law firm, it's as easy and quick as possible for you. So I do just want to reiterate, we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. And you have sprayed Roundup for at least 2 years. And then you were exposed at least 10 separate times. You were diagnosed 1 full year after spraying Roundup. You were between the ages of 18 and 80 at the time of your diagnosis. And there are medical records that you can get that are there that show the diagnosis. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, you're diagnosed in 2020. The property address that you sprayed it was 15593 Fresno Street, Victorville, California, 92395. You sprayed it for 7 years. You were not diagnosed with anything. You spelled your name G-A-B-R-I-E-L, last name F-E-L-I-X. You are a male. Your date of birth is 10/14/86. The last four of your social, 8340. You are about 5'11", 260. Your email address is yours truly, 247365@gmail.com. You sprayed it about two to three times a month. You started spraying in 2013, stopped in 2020. You sprayed it at home. Your property was not near a water well. See here. You were seen at the Loma Linda University Children's Hospital at the 11234 Anderson Street in Loma Linda, California, 92354 by Dr. Lofi.
Yes.
Perfect. And then last time you treated or, you know, you had treatment on around November 15, 2020. And then your current property address now, 1924 Sunrise Road in Barstow, California, 92311. And then we have Carol, your grandmother here, 760-628-8344. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yeah, yes.
Perfect. And do we have permission to contact your grandmother in the case that we cannot get in contact with you?
Yes.
Perfect. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
I'm sending you over a DocuSign now. You should have just received it. It should say Harold King.
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay, finish.
Perfect. Yep, I just got it back. So I'll be able to go ahead and get that sent up to the law firm now. So how this is going to work is they will give you a call, the law firm, and the law firm you're working with is Pulaski, Pulaski Law Group. And then I am going to, let me send you that. And so how that's going to work is, yeah, they're going to take a look at these at the documents, make sure everything is good. They'll then give you a call. That could be within 3 days or a week. And okay. during that call, they're basically going to verify this information one more time. They're going to make sure that you know, everything is, you know, basically, you know, okay and within the guidelines. Now, during that time, after that, they accept you and everything. They'll then be able to request medical records, things like that, and basically get to work on your behalf. So that's how that process is going to work. And then I'm going to send you, you should have just got the law firm's information. That 909 number is the number that they will be calling you from, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And so I just sent that over. Do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me?
No.
All righty. If you do, that is my direct line, the 949 number.
Okay.
So you can call me, text me, whenever, you kind of feel, you need to. But right now just wait for that phone call from them. And then once that call comes, you'll be good, all right?
All right, appreciate it.
Of course, Gabriel. You have a blessed day, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.